Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
It's 107.3 Kiss FM, Ricky Smiley Mornings, number one for R&B. Mel's on the MIC with a very special guest joining me on the phone, a certified legend in the music business, one of the founding members of one of the great funk bands of our era, Confunction, and also a huge solo artist in his own right, Mr. Michael Cooper of Confunction. How are you, sir?
What's happening? I'm in the house. What's up? I'm good, baby.
No doubt. Appreciate you giving me some of your time today. I know it's been a hectic day for you.
Yeah, man. Crazy. Man, but hey, we got time for you, man. We make it.
No doubt. I appreciate it, man. And let's talk about, we'll get into the Flashback Funk Fest and all that other good stuff in a minute. But for the folks who don't know about Confunction, because of course the kids are just now catching on to y'all music thanks to Silk Sonic, and we'll get into that later. Let's talk about, how did you guys start your band in Vallejo?
Oh man, that's an easy question. We were definitely doing the marching band thing and the school band thing, and that's how we met all these different individual members. And it wasn't until we got into junior high when we started getting serious about music is going to actually make us money. And I met Lewis McCall and Danny Thomas and these earlier guys, and we formed a little band and went into a talent show called our band Project Soul. We won, of course, and we met Felton. Felton had a band called Interbreed across town. We took the best from them, and that's how we came up with the band that we went to Memphis with the Soul Children. And that was like, did the Watch Stack 72, and the rest is history.
The rest is indeed history, and a big run right after that. Once you guys got to Memphis, had a bunch of hits over the many years, especially in the 70s, Fun, and a whole bunch of jams. But the question I had today is, because I know you guys are getting back on the road and have been touring for many years. Now that you're older, what's changed between touring back and y'all at the height when y'all was having top songs on the charts to now as you guys are legends?
Well, right now, what the main change is airports. We take planes instead of buses now.
I know you're thankful for that.
Yeah. And first class whenever we can get it. It's all about getting to the airport and getting into the town and getting it done and getting back home, man, and getting back into that bed, that backyard, man. And it's all down right now. We're just down brothers and glad to still be here at our age. And but definitely airplanes now, man. All flying.
What about the parties though? Are the after parties still going on? Is that over now compared to back then?
No. I was talking to Fred Alexander in Lakeside the other day, man. He said, "Yo, can't talk about nothing but getting to his bed, getting drums, and back in his bed." That's it. Bed, drums, bed. I'm back. I'm done. No, we don't do that no more. We had a great time doing it back in the day.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
But we don't have time for that. What we do now is try to figure out how we can reward our fans when we come to town, be it an interview like this or a special get-together at Soundcheck. It's great. It's really fun to meet people now at this age, to talk about what we do and talk about what we did and how blessed we are.
And
that's the main thing.
And, of course, your fans are looking forward to seeing you guys real soon. You're part of the Flashback Funk Fest at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory June 30th here in Irving, Texas, with Morris Day and the Time, the Zap Band, Midnight Star, Jody Wiley, and, of course, Confunction is going to be performing. And guys excited about that? And have you guys been on the road with these other bands before?
Absolutely, man. We're on the road multiple times yearly with Morris Day. And all the bands you just mentioned, we pop into different dates here and there, but eventually we all come together on this particular tour. This will be our third or fourth time playing this particular tour. And it always works great for Houston and Dallas and Beaumont, so it ain't no difference. We're gonna be jamming, man. We're gonna have a ball. You see, we're gonna have a ball.
Looking forward to it. It's gonna be very exciting. Once again, Flashback Funk Fest. Get your tickets now inside the Kiss app. Just tap on the Kiss Tickets button. You can also get them at LiveNation.com right now, so you don't miss out on Confunction. And you know, I got a couple other questions, because these are things that, as a fan, that I was always curious about. How long did it take for you guys? Because I know there's been times when you guys had tension in your group, and you guys were trying to get things restarted, and then it came back together again. Tell folks about how you guys came to this resolution on how to get back together and getting to the money, because a lot of bands can't seem to get over whatever problems that they had.
Well, that's very interesting, because Confunction never had a problem big enough to ever break us up.
Okay.
We never broke up. We went in the game at around 1977. We took a break from the game in around 1993 for me to go solo. And then we brought it all back together again in 1993. So it's a 28 plus year. So we're right at 54 to 55 years together now. So we never broke up. I just took a break and did a solo career, and we just picked up where we left off and kept right on rolling.
I'm glad.
It's never been a breakup. We've always been together.
I'm glad you cleared that up, because a lot of people will, you know, a lot of people assume that when especially someone like you goes solo and have a successful solo career that you have. Quick question: will you be doing any of your solo songs during this portion with Confunction on at the Flashback Funk Fest?
We usually have Dinner for Two or Prove My Love if we can. We got over an hour and 15 minutes. We'll try to get one in there.
No doubt. That's good to hear then. Flashback Funk Fest. Don't miss out. June 30th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory. All right, let's get into what these young people been waiting for. I'm quite sure my young listeners, they're trying to find out about Love's Train. Of course, the smash hit with Silk Sonic. And the thing that I was surprised to hear was that you guys didn't know that they were going to cover the song for you?
We had no idea. None. Absolutely none. The publishing side of the song does not belong to us anymore. The writers, only the writer's side. And so when whoever Bruno later told us, and when we actually met with him and talked to him backstage, that he'd been loving the song since he was 12 years old. And one day it popped into their heads to do the song. And this was after Evening With. They didn't put it on the album. It came about as a Valentine's Day release. And he said it just popped into their heads and they took it on. It came out fantastic. But no, man, we had no idea. My daughter sent me a link. She said, "Have you seen this?" And I said, "No." And this was on Valentine's Day afternoon. And she sent it to me and she said, "Have you seen this?" And I scrolled down and I looked at it and I listened to the first opening of it, right? And then I stopped it, right?
Right.
And then I immediately forwarded it to Felton, right? And I asked him, I said, have you heard this? And he said, "I'll get back to you." Right? And I went and got in my car and I turned that thing up loud in my car. And I said, "Oh my God." I was like, I was floored. I was literally floored. I went jumping, I'm running out the car, playing this thing for my wife. "So you got to come out in the car and listen to this." And we played it. I played it about four times. And then it hit me why we had gotten this big, large check about a month prior. That didn't explain. It had no explanation to it.
You glad to cash? Look, online. We just get this check and cash it, baby. I don't know where it's from.
Yeah. Yeah. And, man, we held that check for about a week. Like, who in the hell sent us this money? And it was SoundScan. You know, and it was like, whoa, so okay. And man, it was like a roller coaster from that point. And then the record went up to about, I think it was on number one for about the first 4 weeks. We finally decided we were going to go to Las Vegas and thank them for what they had done.
Mm-hmm.
And our publicist, Tanya Holly, put it together, worked all week to get it so we could go backstage and at the MGM Park and thank them. And Lord have mercy. We walked in there. They were in awe. These guys are millionaires. They were in awe of us. And we were backstage, and Bruno said, "Mike, did y'all really like it?" And I said, "Yeah, man." She said, "Well, are you guys working? What are y'all doing?" I said, "Listen, man, we've been working, but now we've really been ready to start working."
Right.
He said, "Oh, man, that is so cool. Let's take some pictures." So, yeah,
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It was one of those things God just reached down and opened the store for us and put us together with these young men. And those young men made that decision to use Love Train. Now Love Train's finally got its wings. It's got its numbers. Everything that we did not do with Love Train, they did. And it's great. It's just a double whammy. It's a two-edged sword now. We've cut both ways with Love Train. And I got a surprise for you.
What's that?
We, on our new album, the new album's called Smooth Jukebox, be out late July, 1st of August. And on Smooth Jukebox, we have covered Leave the Door Open by Silk Sonic.
Wow.
That's going to knock your socks off.
About my mind's already blown. Wow. Wow, that's beautiful to have that come full circle for those guys, for you and those guys, man. Yes. That's a beautiful thing.
Yes, absolutely. We're still on fire about it. We're loving it to death, man. Love it.
And it's great to hear. Got the new album on the way. Let's talk about that real quick. New album on the way. How many tracks we got on the project? Is it completed? Is it done? Is it ready to go?
It's a done deal. Cover's done. We got 12 cuts on it. Doing the finishing touches as you and I speaking now on a up-tempo called Feet on the Ground. And it's being mixed in Burbank right now. And Felton and myself will be putting some touches on one from the Ohio Players. Right? It's called We Can Work It Out, written by Billy Beck.
No doubt. Looking forward to that, folks. So be on the lookout for the new album from Confunction. What's the name of it one more time?
Smooth Jukebox.
There you go. Smooth Jukebox. Be on the lookout for that coming up in a couple of weeks. Should we say a couple of weeks now? Not even going to say months. A couple of weeks from now.
Yeah. It's coming. All ready to go. I'm going to hit you with a little track. I'm going to shock you. Send me your email address.
I will, sir. Most definitely. And also, you get to see them live, Confunction, live in concert, Flashback Funk Fest, June 30th at the Pavilion at Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Get your tickets for that show. And folks, because I know you young people who probably ain't seen a real funk band in action before, a real band in action before, tell these people what can they expect, Michael, when they see y'all hit that stage.
You can expect the railroad, baby, the freight train. You will hear it. You got to look over your shoulder so it don't run over you, but we're getting ready to run over y'all with the funk. You do not miss the intro, baby. Don't miss the intro.
Make sure you get in the building on time. Go see Flashback.
Yes,
go see Confunction at the Flashback Funk Fest, along with a whole host of other stars, Morris Day and the Time, Zap Band, Midnight Star, and Jody Wiley. Well, Mr. Cooper, I really do appreciate you giving me some of your time, man. Thank you so much. Looking forward to seeing you guys in concert, and also looking forward to the new music that you're getting ready to drop, man. So thank you so much for your time, and I really do appreciate it, and have a safe journey on your way out here.
All right. Real good. Love you, man.